Retired fisherman Richard McLeod tells about getting his start at the age of 12. He signed on to a Grand Banks schooner to fish for cod off the Newfoundland coast with his Uncle Jimmy.
So Uncle Jimmy was going away fishing, and my grandmother said, "Why don't you see if you can take Richard with you?" Well, he asked the captain, and I guess it was all right, so I went on this three-mast schooner. It was a big boat. She was so big, they built her for a two-master, but when they got her built, they found out she was too big for two masts. They had to put three, because they were worried about the main boom would be so long between the mast and the stern that they worried that it would take very little wind to break it, you know, because the main boom used to be that big around. So they put another mast to shorten up the main boom. Yeah, she was quite an old vessel, that one. God. Yeah, I can always remember we sailing up, just fanning up the harbor. An old Newfoundland fella come out, he had a big long white chin beard with a dory with an outboard motor in the well. They used to put a well in them dories and put an outboard motor, a little outboard motor in. He shot up alongside, he says, "Hey, Cap," he says, "I'll bait ye." Now, that was to get the bait for the fish, because you had to have bait to catch the fish. Them days, capelin. Left there, went to Grand Bank. I remember the mate saying, when we dropped the anchor, he says, "This is what's known as the Whale's Deep. But before we drop the anchor," he said, "Flunky, go get the hand line over there." I got the hand line, come over, and now he says, "Jump down in the bait pen and get a couple of capelin." Went down, got a couple of capelin, hooked them on, dropped the hook, dropped the lead overboard, and let it run down till it got bottom. "All right," he says, "now go to it." So I took the line in my hand. I had been fishing off the shore the summer before. So I took the line in my hand, I pulled on it, and it wouldn't come. I said, "It caught bottom. Let me see." "Oh, no," he says, "it ain't got bottom." When he hauled them up, it was two codfish that long. This is what they call capelin fish, these big ones. Yes, they were about 3 feet, oh, easy 3 feet long, big enormous codfish. But the best part of that was, on that trip, there was one man, the cook. There was 29 men on that vessel, and he fed them three meals a day. And how he done it, I'll never know, or anybody I ever talked to could understand how. And he used to bake bread every day. He had to bake bread every day. I'm telling you, he was a marvel. His name was Sam Jennings. I always remember his name. I remember the names of a lot of them guys after 60-odd years.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from Mass Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.